Monty Daughter, 1, 2, 3, Monty Daughter, 1, hello dumplings, Jim Canton here, with a little bit of a different tale for you. This is about the man who killed the Burning Man, Paul David Ellis, a San Francisco-based artist and performer, who used to dress up as Hunter S. Thompson and masturbate on a stage. Kill the Burning Man on the first night of the Burning Man Festival. A music festival, an art festival, a festival built around the burning of a burning man. He did it as a prank, so he says. But I'm here to ask you, my little children, do you think that perhaps there might have been something more sinister, something more psychic with what he was out to do? You see, there was a man who was killed by his own hand the following day. He's the first suicide in the 21-year history of Burning Man. Now, could Mr. Addis have been doing this as a sign, a warning sign, that perhaps somebody was going to commit suicide, so he helped the Burning Man commit suicide? Or perhaps the Burning Man committed suicide by taking over this guy's head and telling him to burn the Burning Man, and then when the Burning Man was burnt, he would have died? Or could it have been a sacrifice? If he had sacrificed the Burning Man, perhaps this motherfucker wouldn't have left himself hanging for 2 hours while people looked at him and said, "Ooh, what a nice art exhibition," while he was shitting his pants, from dying as his bowels came loose in his bitches. Perhaps that is how they noticed he was actually dead, but a fleck of feces landed in some poor hippie's eye. That's nice to think about, isn't it, children? Yes, it is. Oh my god. Oh my god. That poor man. That poor man, a burning man, who was killed by his own hand. And there was another man who did a man thing. And there's probably some man, a burning man, thinking about how the men are burning. Man, you don't know how to do it.